In our business news, a Supreme Court ruling gives companies some breathing room. The nation's high court has thrown out an $80 million lawsuit against Philip Morris. The cigarette company had fought a decision from Oregon's Supreme Court, which had ordered Philip Morris to pay damages to the widow of a smoker. She'd accused the company of widespread fraud. But yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Philip Morris cannot be punished for harm suffered by consumers who are not party to a lawsuit. The 5-4 ruling is a victory for many corporations seeking relief from big punitive damage awards. But they're not entirely in the clear. The justices refused to impose a formula limiting damages in the future.